Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels during this Christmas season, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and then verses 24 and 25. That's our passage today. Here's what Matthew writes. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Joshua is the name in the Hebrew language. In Greek, it's pronounced Jesus. But in both languages, it means the same. The Lord saves. Matthew clearly explained why the Son of God should be named Jesus. Matthew said, because he will save his people from their sins. The people of Israel were desperate for a savior. Some wanted a military general to take back their land by force. Others wanted a political leader to overthrow the Roman government from the inside. And still others, living with the results of poverty, wanted a savior to deliver them from physical hardship. Even today, people still want Jesus for different reasons. People want their savior to get them a job or fix their marriage or heal them from an illness or help them recover from an addiction or help them just get their life back together. But every external issue is a symptom of an internal problem. We all need a Savior to save us from our sins, the sins that separate us from God. That's the eternal salvation that God came to give us. Once our eternal salvation is in place, we can trust Him for the other issues. But we must start with first things first. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for purchasing our eternal salvation by your death on the cross. May we never confuse the need for our eternal salvation with the need for temporal fixes. In your name we pray. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer at ronmore.org. That's prayer at ronmore.org.